AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama tells the United Nations that the U.S. is ready to work with Russia, even Iran, to end the Syrian civil war. The AP's Mark Smith tells us more.
The president says there can be no return to the pre-war status of a brutal Bashar Assad in charge. But in a speech to the UN General Assembly, he said America will join with any country willing to help end more than 4 years of war.
A managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader. And an inclusive government that recognizes there must be an end to this chaos.
His words came ahead of a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who contends bolstering Assad's the best way to beat back Islamic State militants, and whose own military buildup in Syria has the White House increasingly concerned. Mark Smith with the president, New York.
It took the Taliban about half a day to capture the northern Afghan city of Kunduz, the first time the group has been in control of a major city in Afghanistan since its ouster in the 2001 U.S.-led invasion. A number of residents have fled to the airport in an effort to get away. NASA says it has compelling evidence that Mars has liquid salty water, at least during the warmer months of the year. Associate Administrator John Grunsfeld says that the new find goes along with previous evidence that at one time in the far distant past, Mars was a healthy planet.
We now know that Mars once was a planet very much like Earth, with warm, salty seas, with freshwater lakes, probably snow-capped peaks and clouds and a water cycle.
A police officer shot and killed a man who bit into one of his fingers during an altercation along Interstate 95 this morning in Miami. Miami-Dade police say the 31-year-old man had crashed a taxi and was running up an entrance ramp early in the morning. The two had a confrontation in the bushes before the man was shot and killed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 275. This is AP Radio News. Former New York prison worker Joyce Mitchell told the judge today that she made the biggest mistake of her life when she supplied hacksaw blades and other tools to help two convicted killers break out of prison.
If I could take it all back, I would. I can't begin to explain how sorry I am for all this.
Mitchell was given a sentence of between 2 1/3 to 7 years in prison as part of a plea deal. Lawyers for a woman set to be executed by the state of Georgia tomorrow evening have been turned down by a federal judge in their effort to stop Kelly Gissendaner's execution. They now have filed an appeal with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. She was convicted based on the testimony of her lover of conspiring with him to kill her husband in 1997. The lover, who actually stabbed Douglas Gissendaner to death, will be eligible for parole in 2022 as part of his life sentence. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.